This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
RNIB and Action have launched Grandchildren Say the Sweetest Things. It's all about reading, and if you have a visual impairment, the access to literature. And let's face it, if you're a parent or a grandparent, reading to your children is a great thing, something I quite enjoy myself. Well, Graham Cook is a grandparent and he has a visual impairment and he's still involved in reading to his grandchild. So, Graham, are you always been a lover of books?
Yes, I'm casting my mind back a long way, but I remember reading quite avidly from a very young age, and it was one of the things that when we had children, our daughters, both my wife and I, were determined to make sure that we passed on to them our love for books and our love for reading, and we did that by reading to them, encouraging them to read and so on.
What about when you began to lose your sight? Did it have an impact on that love of reading?
It did, yes, because I'd been diagnosed with glaucoma and I'd been taking the usual range of drops and things have been keeping it at bay. Then all of a sudden it took a turn for the worse, as it were, and it deteriorated quite rapidly after that. I was a bit taken aback by it because I went from sort of reading normal size print books through, you know, large print, and then on to audiobooks within a matter of 6 to 8 months. So it was quite a rapid movement on, and I found it, you know, there are lots of emotions and difficulties that you go through when you start having sight of any sort. But I found, because of my passion for reading, I suppose, and for books, I found it quite a difficult blow to cope with.
You mentioned reading with your own children, and, you know, part of being a grandparent is reading with the grandchildren as well, sort of introducing them to literature. Were you worried that that was perhaps going to stop you doing that, losing your sight?
Well, yes, partly because of the timing of things. My grandson Edward's our only grandchild, and I started having problems with my sight about a month before he was born. So he's now about 3.5, just over 3.5, although he'll say he's nearly 4. But so his life and my sight loss are more or less kept parallel. And it was one of the things that I was worried about, because I found it difficult to sit back, as it were, while other people were reading stories. I did do what I'd done with my children as well, not because of science, because they enjoyed it, but, you know, I made up stories, rather taking other people's work and crafting them a little bit my way. As he began to read books with other people, he did enjoy sitting down with me and listening to a story that I was making up as we sat there together.
Does he have a particular favourite?
From my stories, his favourite ones are to do with pirates, and I weave them around Edward the cabin boy and Mr. Scroggins the sea cook, and he certainly enjoys those, especially when pirates come up and go hardy har, because he joins in at that point.
Are you using accessible books as well as making up your own stories, of course?
Yes, indeed. But until recently, and until the RNIB initiative, I hadn't used talking books for them, partly because he hadn't really been old enough to understand what a talking book was. And I wanted him to understand that I couldn't read to him because I couldn't see, and therefore I was playing a book through a player. But we could sit together and listen to it together. And he, of course, was all for this. And thanks to the RNIB initiative, we read a talking book for the first time a couple of weeks ago together. And of course, one of the things that I'd forgotten, I had a player that it had taken me a while to get used to about what you do, how you start it and so on. And one of the things that Edward was going to do was he was going to help me with it and start the player and listen to it together. And I thought, well, that might be a bit difficult because I've got to show him how to do it. But of course, you know, a child of the 21st century, he was miles ahead of me. You know, he knew what button to press to start it, what main speed it up, what to stop it and all that sort of thing. So the technical problems that I'd been worried about weren't a problem at all. And the first book that we listened to was one of his favourite books that he reads with other people, and it was one of the Beatrix Potter Peter Rabbit books.
What does it mean to you as a grandparent with a visual impairment then, to be able to enjoy books like that with the help of RNIB's talking books?
It means a tremendous lot, to be honest, because it opens up a whole new world, because I'm still able to talk to him then about the book, about why I probably enjoyed it when I was young and why his mother probably enjoyed it when she was young. and also take him on into other things. There's a whole new world of books out there that we can share together. I mean, I'm not quite sure which path we'll go down, but certainly he's already very happy with Michael Rosen On a Bear Hunt and the Gruffalo book. So I'm sure that before too long, before he's too old, we'll be Harry Pottering like nobody's business.
Graham, enjoy your reading, and thank you for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.
I love my grandma reading to me. However you read, we want you to share your favourite reading moments on Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag BooksChangeLives.
Iron Ivy, supporting people with sight loss.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.